Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I'm your host, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Glad to be back in the studio Monday night. Yeah, still getting used to this whole Monday night thing. But glad to be back in the studio this Monday night. Looking forward to spending the next hour with you, talking some sports, getting into some things tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Race Chat Live, Chris Craig and Taz, as they hit the studio at 8 o'clock, recapping California. Got a guest with them tomorrow night as well. Excuse me, so make sure you guys check that out as well. Supposed to have jury duty today. I was selected actually back for the middle of December time frame. But with the car being stolen, which we still got time this season to get into that, car being stolen and being shorthanded, you get one postponement. So this week, starting today, was supposed to be that week. Nothing's really changed other than I got my car back, but it's not working right. I've got to get in the shop, still shorthanded. So we'll see how that plays out. But fortunately for me, I did not get selected today nor tomorrow. You call after 7 o'clock, they let you know the next day. So they ain't got to worry about tomorrow, thank God, because I got bosses coming tomorrow and to work and everything else, and that would have been a misfortunate whole chain of events. And I don't know, I just got that trailer park trash employees that decide they're just going to come when they want and already calling out and shifting their schedule for no apparent reason. So it's a good thing I don't have to go tomorrow, so we'll see how the rest of this week plays out. Tell you what, 2022 is going to be a big year for us here at the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network and the 110 Nation, period. Got a lot of things in the works, a lot of plans. There's talks of an NHRA show. Hopefully the things pan out, we get that rolled out. Of course, the Southern Dirt Track Report comes back mid-April, so looking forward to those guys on Thursday night. Already in talks, as the season already started, as a semi-pro football league. But we're in the talks of hopefully bringing a 10-week show, a play-by-play, of a semi-pro football team from Louisiana. I think something like they've won last 8 out of 10 championships or something. So not only do we get to potentially add a Saturday night show for at least 8 weeks of the season, we get to bring potentially championship football to the network. There will be some upgrades. In order to do that, so we have to actually improve the program that we're on, the plan that we're on. It was the other part of the reason why, other than they weren't ready and they came to us Friday and the season started Saturday, they needed to upgrade their equipment for it, and it was also going to be a $150 jump a month just on one of the plans, not to mention the other plans. So we're plotting and planning for the next season. With that being said, if you're out there and you're looking to find a home, if it be to rebroadcast your show, or you need a platform to do your show on, we have right now about 4 days, potentially 3, available. If you want to do a live show of up to 2 hours, if you want to rebroadcast on our network, then it doesn't take any time frame or any studio time. It just automatically replays for whatever time frame we want to play on. Just let me know. Hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. Or hit us up on our fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Just send us a message. We'd love to have an opportunity to connect up with you and look at getting you on the network and look on continuing to expand our network. I got a lot of things going on. The ultimate goal for myself is within the next 5 years and some change to be done with actual work. So the plans and where the direction and the energy is going to be spent over the next 5 years is the 110 Nation and my investing. I've spent the last more specifically the last 6 months, but the last year highly investing in a lot of different things. And I run a Facebook group. Bears Bullish Moose or Bears Bullish something, I forget now at this point in time, where we talk stock and crypto. Bears Bullish Market Talk, there you go. I have some of the greatest mentors a guy could ever ask for. I'm highly invested in a lot of things, stock market wise, crypto wise, and I'm using this opportunity. As a matter of fact, last week was the verge of the whole war breakout, was my most profitable week of 2022. Not period, since I've been keeping track. I've been keeping track since November, October, of actual keeping track of everything. But for 2022, last week was my most profitable week, and so far this week has been even more profitable. And with oil prices and a couple other things going on in wheat, this next few weeks is about to be very profitable for myself. But with that being said, that is the focus. That's what the plans are. The plans are by 50, not to have the real job, quote unquote, but to continue to expand the 110 Nation, for us to finally get in that studio, for us to finally have, the staff, to have multiple shows going on, to get it where we have a building and we get the website back up. As a matter of fact, the goals are by the end of this year. As a matter of fact, we turn 11 on April 15th. So when we go roll into April 15, 2023, we roll into the next year. The goal is to re-release and re-roll out the website. We've had it locked. We got it paid for. So that's not an issue. And just having the manpower and the time and the resources to not just have a website up, but actually having it functioning and content on there and everything else. So I'll continue to make sure that our website, www.the110nationsports.com, is taken care of and locked up. I think we still have a few more years on the current plan that we're on. But we'll secure that and make sure that we have that for long term. But that is the goal. Right now this year, the 2022 plan was to focus on the shows, the radio side of the house. Which we've really, since the beginning of the year, really started to launch and really embrace that. And then moving into 2023, really expand that focus, work on adding some pieces to the staff. So if you're interested, like I said, hit me up. You can shoot me an email, MrCJSports@gmail.com, Or, like I said, you can hit up the fan page, the 110 Nation Sports, and just drop us a message. We'll get back to you. And hopefully we can bring some pieces on throughout the next year. More so this year, we're looking for radio pieces. Like I said, if you want to broadcast a show live or syndicate your show, or even add, which would include helping with social media, or if you just want to help with our social media presence, like I said, just hit me up. I've got a few things that I do want to jump into tonight in the sporting world. It's funny how it's funny how when the Earth makes this complete rotation around the sun, and we at the end of the day complete a full cycle around the Earth, and we're back to where we started, and the Earth itself spinning on its axis does this rotation, and we complete the day, and you know we get an opportunity to full cycle around. It's funny how you have those that are part of the quote-unquote woke era, those that want to stand for all of the things that they believe is right, and how they just feel that they're these law-abiding citizens, and, you know, so what, who it offends, because everything offends them. So, you know, it's funny how that works. You're offended by everything, and You get your depends all wadded up, and you're just got this aggression and pissed off at the world, but it's all right for you to offend everybody, and everybody's supposed to be fine with that. You know, you got all those that are all up in a wad because you feel that you're not getting the same opportunities, or not everybody is getting the same opportunities as everybody. But in doing that, you disrespect and offend the military, the United States of America, and all these other things. It's funny how you pick and choose how you are offended and what you're offended by, and totally obliterated by what you do to offend others. And here's another one of those cases where we have a player as part of this whole wake movement that, you know, we're going to take a knee and disrespect the military, and never mind all those that have sacrificed all so you could stand there and play a little sports and make a little money and, you know, have this opportunity that, you know, you take obviously for granted. Brittany Griner decided that, you know, I can do what I want in America. I can offend who I want in America, and I can pour sympathy me. I can be upset when I'm offended by everything. Decides to go to Russia and take her cannabis hashish oils with her, and, you know, finding out quickly that some countries, it don't matter how woke or unwoke you think you is, laws are laws. There's no disrespecting the military. There's no disrespecting our flag. There's no poor innocent me. And I'm worth all this money, but I'm still just so oppressed, I guess is the word that they use. Like I'm not getting this whole scenario here, and now you've got people wanting to be sympathetic. If we've not learned anything over the last couple weeks or last few months, or really in your lifetime period, for those that just ain't totally absolutely stupid, Russia plays by its own rules, and not even really its own rules. It just has a set of rules and it plays by it. It don't care who you are. You want to take part of the old Soviet Union from us? Okay, well, you know, that's not how we're going to play this. This was ours originally. We're going to take it back. And so Ukraine's finding this out right now. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying what's going on. So we got strict rules about drugs and cannabis and everything else, and you just think that you're going to come in and out of this country freely, bring in whatever you want in and out. There's a reason why there's customs. There's a reason why there's laws. There's a reason why you should know the laws and do your research. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to use the word very loosely, star, NBA star, you should have probably somebody that does the homework for you, and so you know what you're allowed and not allowed to bring, which I'm assuming she probably knew. But, you know, when you're part of that whole woke generation that, you know, you do what you want and are offended by what you want to be offended by, I don't think it really mattered. Now she has the potential possibilities of spending 10 years up in prison. Now, will she? Well, let's say likely not. I don't think most of us would be fortunate enough to serve her due justice and, you know, get an opportunity to really be woke. There is the possibility that she could find herself a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. I just think it's entertaining because I don't know at what point I missed it. You know, I grew up in the 80s. I really wish I could go back to. One of my favorite movies all time took place of Marty McFly going back to the 50s, which ultimately, if I had the opportunity to pick, say, look, God, this is when I want to be born. More specifically, this is when I want to spend my teenage years. I would have said, God, let me be about 12 when the 50s begin. Maybe be born in 38. So I can spend my young to older teenage years in the 50s. I think that would have been perfect. But, I grew up in the 80s, born in 78, and spent my teenage high school years in the early to mid-90s, spent my military career in the late 90s, early 2000s, and spent the rest of the time, my life, working two jobs and bouncing and all this stuff. And so I don't know, and spending most of my life consumed, as you can imagine, the last 11 years almost consumed with sports. And that's kind of why this whole woke movement and disrespect of the flag and politics and, you know, I'm not necessarily going to use the word to shut up and dribble, but I mean, at the end of the day, I don't watch sports for the politics. You know, I spent most of my life watching sports to get away from the politics. This was my opportunity to spend an hour at night on the show, or 2 hours, or 3 hours, or in front of a TV screen watching football for 2-3 hours to get away from the politics, get away from the war, get away from all the ignorant stuff going on. And so to have this whole woke movement and all this ignorance that goes on and that you have players like LeBron and Brittany Griner and all that bring into the sports, it kind of defeats the purpose why most of us became sports fans, to get away from the reality, get away from this, just to be able to just take our mind off all this stuff and go into this fantasy land, this sports world. I missed where this whole woke movement, this whole boys think they're girls, girls think they're boys, everything offends me, but I'm allowed to offend everybody, whole movement came about. And so to just see this, I kind of had a chuckle. Like, here we are. We have one of these front runner players, athletes, that thinks they're above the law, thinks that they're above the laws of the land, that we're going to do what we want, because we're woke, because everything defends us and we're allowed to defend whoever. And that's just the way life has been handed to me on this silver platter. And so here we are today. It's going to be interesting, especially with all this going on in Russia with Putin and the war and the customs. And, you know, I had an opportunity in September to go to Cancun, but I knew what I was allowed to bring and what not allowed to bring. More specifically, because the wife went over the details of what we was allowed to bring and not allowed to bring, and what the size of everything and everything else. But if we, as simple people that, you know, don't have the hired help and have, you know, the team, you know, organization, PRs and all this other stuff, and have done all this traveling, if we can figure this out and not carry stuff that we're not allowed to bring, then I know that you were fully aware of what you were allowed to bring and not allowed to bring. And that also brings up the question of what kind of drug testing is going on in the WNBA if she's carrying cannabis and everything else. Like, so therefore, obviously, you're not doing a very good job of your whole drug testing policy in the WNBA. If she's caught with cannabis in her bag. So, brings up a whole other question. But anyway, did get an opportunity Friday night to go to Nationwide Arena to watch the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Los Angeles Kings. The wife had got myself and her a ticket to the Blue Jackets game. It was first opportunity for me to ever go to an NHL game. First post that I got to post on my personal Facebook was a kind of a dedication, shout out to Izzo for those that have ever listened to the show or had gone back and had been part of the show or listened to the show over the years. Izzo was our NHL expert. Izzo knew the NHL probably than anybody that I've known know any sport. Where I live and breathe NASCAR and NFL, and Izzo lived, breathed, knew, studied, played, you name it, of the NHL. We always talked about going to an NHL game when we both lived in Carolina. You know, it was something that was always brought up, talking about going to a Carolina Hurricanes game. It never happened. I always talked about, you know, going to an NHL game and to be able to talk to him about it and everything else. Of course, Izzo passed away a few years ago at this point. And this last past weekend, I finally got my opportunity to go to an NHL game. I'll tell you what, now I get it. I truly get it. I think it's kind of almost the same for every sport. Once you go, you get it. It's different. There's a lot of people that can't stand to watch a NASCAR race, but once they'll go to a track, or once they go to the track, they see it differently. I used to have a good buddy of mine that used to always make fun of me watching NASCAR and do the whole Jeff Dunham left turn, as I'd sit there and have the races on when at the pizza shop that I worked at. His opinion changed when I took him to the truck race. When the trucks came, it was one of two races that they came back to Rockingham. Casey Kanan won at the number four truck. Him and I, myself, we ended up going to that race at Rockingham and kind of opened his eyes to a whole different world. And he ended up getting me tickets, and it was the first and only time I got to go to the All-Star race in Charlotte. I mean, I went to many races in Charlotte, mainly this, I think the only race I actually went to. No, I think I went to one of the playoff races with doing media coverage, but the rest of the races I went was the Coca-Cola 600. But that was my first All-Star weekend race that I got to experience. And so I think for most fans, like baseball, I'll go watch a baseball game I really have no intentions of watching one on a TV game. There's not enough action for me to sit there and watch a whole baseball game. Now, being at the ball field, I got 11 tickets for 11 games already this year for the Dayton Dragons, who are affiliates, AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. So looking forward to that. First game's April 8th. I pretty much have all Friday and Saturday games. I think there's one week I got a Tuesday and Thursday game, and that's when everybody else is out of town that I split the tickets with, because we bought, I think, a half of season, home game season package for this year to give it a try. Football, I was starting to think about it in football as well, but I don't know. I guess I see more, and more makes sense when I actually get to watch it on TV. You know why certain things are happening, certain players are playing, what happened. You don't see quite as much. Don't get me wrong, I love to go to a football game, but I don't know if it's necessarily better live when it comes to a football game versus when it comes to on TV on that one. But being an actual hockey, and not that hockey didn't interest me. I'd watched a few games. I just, and kind of playing into what happened Friday night, I just didn't understand the rules. I still don't understand the rules. Don't get me wrong. As a matter of fact, by the time we scored our third goal, and I think it was the second period, within a minute period time frame, I was up yelling everything else. As I really got into it, as we were really on a roll there. Game goes in overtime. About a minute and a half left in overtime. We scored what we thought was the game-winning overtime goal. The place erupts and everything else, and I'm not understanding why hardly anybody's moving. And we're standing there, and you got some people kind of made their way out, and I'm slowly edging my way out. Then I realize that there's some instant replay going on. As this replay plays again, they're talking about offsides. Aaron Donald wasn't offsides in the Super Bowl, no matter how many times you try to angle it. I ain't seen nobody move before the puck was moved. So I had no idea, and I to this day, this is where Izzo would have been great for me tonight. He would have been able to explain to me exactly what I was looking at and what was not allowed. But nonetheless, the Blue Jackets were offside. They started play, and about 30 seconds later, the Kings end up scoring a goal in overtime. Tell you what, I've never seen a place go from being so happy and so excited to being so just blah and just ready to go home. Like, that was just the biggest mood swing ever. But I did get an opportunity to go to my first NHL game. Got to watch my Columbus Blue Jackets play some hockey. I was glad to see that. Glad it was a Blue Jacket game. It's something and that's part of the reason that I think the other part of the reason why I'm not necessarily a hockey fan is when I left the great state of Ohio back in 96 when I joined the military, we didn't have a hockey team. It was just not a thing. It was Ohio State football. It was Cleveland Browns football. There was two or three seasons of Cincinnati showed up, but it was mainly Cleveland Brown. Those runs of the drive and the fumble and all that, the late 80s, early 90s, even to include 95, the year that the Browns end up leaving Cleveland, who were favored to go to the Super Bowl with Art Modell, Bill Belichick as the head coach, and Nick Saban was on the coaching staff, and all these phenomenal coaches were on the coaching staff. There was the Indians. That was that period of time where they were making that run. Never made it. I don't know if they ever made it. Yeah, they made it to the World Series. They went the World Series while I was in Hungary, and I watched the Florida Marlins come back and win Game 7 to the Cleveland Indians, over the Cleveland Indians. But that was that stretch where Major League Baseball was a big deal, and the Indians were good, and you had Albert Bell, and you had all the Kenny Lofton and all those players. And so, you know, we just didn't have hockey. So hockey was never something that was instilled to me, that was never something that was a big deal. It was never something that we watched. And so it's taken me a while to kind of – and when we brought Izzo on board and was part of the staff and part of the show, that's when it really became an opportunity for me to start to learn hockey and it really kind of being a thing. I wish I would to embrace it more and – it became more of a thing for me. Was glad that I got the opportunity to go the Blue Jackets game. And it's one of the things I have all intentions to making it be more of a thing in my life and more of a thing with my routine when it comes to sports. It's one of the things I hope that over the next year with the sports show and really kind of taking the radio network to the next level, it'd be more part of the show. I'm hoping at some point we expand the show from 1 hour to 2 hour and we get people on. We get someone on the show to talk Major League Baseball with me for 30 minutes of the show, get someone on the show to talk hockey. And so, that, you know, that's another angle. If you're out there and maybe you know baseball like the back of your hand or hockey like the back of your hand, don't necessarily want to do a whole show or don't have a show that you want syndicated, but you want to help be part of us growing this radio network and company and to a point where we can start looking at this website and getting writers and everything else. That is awesome opportunity there. Just hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. But it's one of the things that over the next, especially couple of years, as you know, the goal was with the 110 Nation was always to be in a building, always have a staff. I mean, the ultimate goal was always have at least one writer for every sport and for every team, or at least have at least every one writer for every team and every sport. Or maybe not just one writer for every team, but at least every team get covered on a daily basis in every sport. And so, you know, that, at the end of the day, that's what the goals are. And so that's why I'm highly invested when I'm invested in and doing what I'm doing so we get there one day. I'd like to be there by year 15, maybe year 20. It's going to be a lot of work. But so we did not stretch ourselves thin and, you know, not get overhead because that's been our problem in the past. We try to do too much and put too much focus in trying to keep a website open, keep articles, keep fresh content, doing shows and everything else and just ran everybody thin. So we just really want to spend this next year main focus on getting the shows going and having a full week's worth of shows, filling up every time slot and every day and then move forward from there. Atlanta Falcons, you're next on the clock. The Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley. I hate this word. I really, with a passion, hate this word. It's suspended indefinitely. Indefinitely means nothing. I hate that, especially in the sports world, the word indefinitely is used because it means nothing. There's no time frame for indefinitely. What is indefinitely? How long is indefinitely? There's no actual definition, time frame to the word indefinitely. The sporting world's meaning in indefinitely is we're going to suspend you until you're no longer on the hot seat, you're no longer in the spotlight, you're no longer going to cause controversy, then we're going to work you off the suspension, kind of slide you back in. Hopefully nobody notices, so we don't have to explain why that was the extent of your punishment or why you're no longer suspended in hopes to get you back in, because we find you to be a vital piece of this particular sport or want you to continue to be able to play this sport. But we have to do something at this point in time because you did break a rule or an unwritten rule or whatever the case may be. So we're going to use the word indefinitely. I hate the word indefinitely. Let's make a time frame. Hey, look, you're suspended for the next 5 years unless early good behavior, you successfully complete these classes, something. Let's make some kind of terms. Let's get an idea how long. So you're suspended for the 2022 season, because essentially that's what it says at this point. It definitely threw at least the conclusion of the 2022 season. So let's just say you're suspended for the 2022 season, and upon completion of classes or whatever, blah, 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 then you can approach being reinstated or something to that nature. Instead, it just says you're suspended definitely through at least the conclusion of the 2022 season. So it seems that Calvin Ridley was betting on games, which has brought up a whole slew of conversations, a whole bit of questioning. Well, why is Calvin Ridley only suspended for a season? And here we got Pete Rose that is banned from baseball and is banned from the Hall of Fame. And without getting into the details, I've not looked at this just, I just seen this was breaking like 3 hours, 4 hours ago, first of all. It was nothing that was discussed on The Herd or Speak for Yourself, because that's what I was watching today. I just happened to be scrolling through Facebook and seeing this before the show started. So, I mean, it broke 4 hours ago, but I just seen it not even an hour ago, so I didn't have a chance to get into the details. So without knowing the actual laws and terms of the NFL versus the difference between that and Major League Baseball, because I know Major League Baseball had a big no-no about it because it was something that happened in the past. I don't know if the NFL – two things. I don't know if the NFL holds the same rules as Major League Baseball when it comes to betting in the sport. Like I said, that was a thing back in the day in baseball, so they are very, very strict about that because that was something that happened. And more so, it was a player. Now, I understand a player can determine and help determine the outcome, especially when you're betting on a game that you're playing in. And from what I understand, he was betting on Atlanta Falcon games, which that kind of makes me, I don't think a year is tough enough of a outcome tough enough of a suspension. It's one thing to me if he was betting on, well, kind of find out he betted on the outcome of the Cincinnati and the Rams Super Bowl game. Okay, well, you had no outcome. You had no control of the outcome in any which way. Now, you betting on whether or not the Falcons will win or lose, and you're a wide receiver, yes, then you have a little bit more control on winning that bet. So find out that you're betting on Atlanta Falcons games. Yes, I think maybe it definitely through the 2022 should be more than likely through the 22, 23, 20, or even 24 season. This needs to be maybe a discussion of a couple of years worth of suspension, because now you are manipulating the outcome of the games potentially. But more specifically, when the whole getting twisted into the Pete Rose thing, I'm one that I don't believe Pete Rose should be banned from the Hall of Fame. I can understand them not allowing him back into baseball in any aspect of it. I don't necessarily have a problem with him being part of somewhere in, I'm not going to say in the Reds organization, but say that, you know, they bring him, they just say the Reds win the World Series and he is part of the parade ceremony or, you know, the ring ceremony or something like that. I don't necessarily have a problem with. Now, no, I can't see him having a front office job for the Cincinnati Reds or anything to do with Major League Baseball because the rule that he did break was a major violation. Because it was a problem, like I said, that Major League Baseball had at one point in time. I do have an issue with him not being in the Hall of Fame as a player. Now, if it was ever a discussion of him entering the Hall of Fame as a coach or manager or whatever, then yes, I could see him not being allowed in the Hall of Fame because of what he did as the coach, manager, whatever his position was at that point in time. As a player, though, I do have an issue with the fact that Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame as a player. Because what he did on the field and the records that he set and what he accomplished as a player, that should have nothing to do with what he did afterwards. So, I know more of where this was going when the whole, well, Pete Rose is banned from the sport. Why is Ridley getting only a year suspension? I didn't allow myself to get drawn into the whole conversation. That was basis of the whole conversation that led, and when I was watching, when it came to Lamar Jackson earlier, is one of the other topics that I was hoping to get into tonight. I don't know if we'll get into it or not. I didn't allow myself to get drawn in that conversation because I know the way the conversation was going, people were trying to race bait that one. Well, you know, they didn't let the Pete Rose's banned. Why are you going to let one race be banned permanently from a sport for betting, but you only suspended a person from another race for 1 year for doing the same thing? It's a little bit different. And like I said, you know, a couple factors factored into without knowing the actual rules of the NFL versus Major League Baseball. You kind of need to do your research, do your homework. Like I said, if I'd had more time and had a chance to kind of dig into a little more, I probably would have. But it wasn't until before the show, like I said, I only posted this an hour ago, and here we are 45 minutes in the show, so that kind of gives you an idea. It wasn't plus how long before the show that I even seen this. And both the shows, they stayed away. Well, both the shows, it was even after both the shows, so I know it was after at least Speak for Yourself, what, from 4 to 5, 3 to 4, something like that. So, I'm about to sneeze. Excuse me. So, without knowing the exact rules of the NFL when it comes to betting, I can tell you that Major League Baseball takes about as serious as you could take it because it was an issue. Without knowing if you're comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges, you kind of can't go into that conversation. But also, when you're talking about a person that is the coach slash manager or whatever his title was that had the opportunity to determine what players went into the game, which players had to sit out, which pitchers were pitching, what signals were being sent in and everything else, who was going to be on DL, who was not going to be on the DL, versus a wide receiver that the only thing he really could have dictated was whether or not he ran the route or not, caught the ball or not, not so much the game planning, the game calls, the quarterback throwing the ball, who the quarterback threw the ball to and everything else. You're kind of you're kind of reaching for an argument that is the end of the day probably not going to hold no what word am I looking for? It's going to carry no weight. It's not going to be a valid. I want to say vitality, and I know that's not the word I'm looking for, but it's not going to be a valid argument. And it kind of didn't set well. That's where the first thing, the people that commented on this and the fans, that's where they wanted to take this whole breaking news to. It's not something that's not where it needed to go. It's one of those things that, you know, he broke the rule as the NFL wrote it. He did it as an NFL player. He's going to take his at least 1 year suspension. Like I said, the fact that the games we were betting on involved him playing, I think a year is too short. I'm not going to say banned for life. This is a different rule. And like I said, the rules are possibly even different. I don't. Like I said, I don't know to what extreme the NFL's rules are. But Major League Baseball and the Players Association agreed to ban shifts. I'm not necessarily big with that. I understand it gives the fielders a little bit of advantage because you're shifting to the player's strengths, therefore kind of making it harder for them. But at the end of the day, hit the ball. you hit a line drive, you learn how to hit a pitch in a way. And obviously I didn't pitch against major league pitchers and pitchers that were throwing 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. But I knew in my days playing baseball how to stand in the batter's box to change the direction of where I wanted the ball to go. If I pulled my left foot back, then I was going to be shooting the ball down the third baseline or at least left of second base. If I stood in the batter box and had my foot more in or more towards first base, then I was going to shoot it the other way. Why don't we just put a ball on a tee ball stand and just let the batter hit the ball and everybody just stand with X's out there where they are? You have to stand perfectly fine until the ball's hit. If you start taking away all the strategy and things to help a team get out of the inning, then you're essentially going to do the reverse effect. Because a lot of people, well, there's not a lot of action. There's, you know, three up, three down, this, that, and the other. Well, one, that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you have a pitcher on it, then why are you going to make it harder for the pitcher by not allowing you to have strategy? But then you're going to go in the opposite direction. Well, if everybody's got to stand in a specific spot, essentially, then you're going to drag the inning out, and the game's going to last even longer because you're going to have batter after batter after batter. Anyway, they're going to implement a pitch clock and make larger bases larger in 2023. I do want to look into that. Why all of a sudden the bases we've had, why all of a sudden we changed the size of the bases? I do want to look into that. One last thing that I want to jump into, and yeah, I caught bits and pieces of this watching Speak for Yourself. And speaking of bias in black quarterbacks and Lamar Jackson, honestly, I can't wait until Lamar Jackson's out of the NFL. Want me to be point blank 100% honest, that day when that day happens, I think I be one of the most happiest people in the world. The whole conversation of Lamar Jackson and Lord have mercy, it gets to be an old, overwhelming conversation. I mean, at the end of the day, you take away the run game from the Baltimore Ravens, and more specifically Lamar Jackson, you shut down the Baltimore Ravens. They proved that. Anytime the defense is stood up or made a stand, the Baltimore Ravens have gone nowhere. They can't win playoff games because the defenses get better and they game plan for Lamar Jackson. They have an opportunity to really just watch film and, hey, look, this is all we got to do. Just make him throw the ball. If you make him throw the ball, he's not going to beat you in the arm. He might have a game good here. He might have a game good there. But when it's all said and done, he's not going to beat you in the air. So as long as you take the run game away, you're fine. And so that's where this whole conversation went, is talking about biased and quarterbacks and, well, this is why I need to win a championship. Like, you being a black quarterback winning the Super Bowl was going to change everything in bias. First of all, the highest football player in all of football is a black quarterback. The top handful of top players in the NFL are all black quarterbacks, or black players, but more specifically, I think just black quarterbacks. So it kills me that this is even fed into a whole trying to another lean into this whole race bait thing. If Lamar Jackson learned to throw the ball and be a legit quarterback, this wouldn't even be a whole conversation. But because he doesn't have a legitimate arm, that he can't beat you on a week-to-week consistent basis, that he is amongst the top six lowest passing yards versus rushing yard for every rushing yard, passing yard, he is like sixth of the lowest. That tells you what you need to know. All his highlights consist of him running the football. I mean, let's be honest. I don't think anybody out there really gives two shits what color of a quarterback he is. Me, when I see him, the only thing I care about is the Cleveland Browns stop the run game. As we stop the run game, our quarterbacks are good enough to know that if it comes to him having to throw the football, he's not going to beat us in the air. Don't get me wrong. He's had some good games. He's had some four touchdown pass games. He has outthrown the defense. Usually they're not as good defenses, or defense is not with good cornerbacks or secondary, but he's beaten some defenses. It don't happen often. It's not part of his regular routine. And for this to be a whole conversation when we've had a black... I think that's the part that confuses me the most, is you think that if you win the Super Bowl as a black quarterback, there's going to change the whole bias thing like nobody's done it before. You wouldn't be the first. So it's not like it changes anything. So if that's how you really feel about it, then that's just the way it's always going to be, because Doug Williams has already done it. I was there. I watched him. I watched the Washington Redskins beat the Denver Broncos. I was more than happy that Washington, being a Browns fan, I wanted more than anything to watch the Washington Redskins beat the Denver Broncos. If that's honestly how Lamar Jackson feels about it, or LeBron James feels about it, or anybody else that was through their two cents into that whole conversation feels about it, then that's just the way they're going to have to feel about it the rest of their life, because Lamar Jackson winning the Super Bowl which will never happen. But if Lamar Jackson was to ever win a Super Bowl, that would not change in their mind, or could not change in their mind, that there's any kind of bias when it comes to black quarterbacks, because it's already been accomplished. It's already been done. I mean, we've had, and that's been an issue. We've had great throwing black quarterbacks. Warren Moon, loved to watch him play. Doug Williams, win a Super Bowl, loved watching him play. Randall Cunningham ran the ball a little bit too much for me, still my liking, but had a phenomenal arm. Then you roll in Michael Vick, not as good of an arm, run, not my cup of tea. Lamar Jackson, even worse arm, loves to run, not my cup of tea. I tell anybody in a heartbeat, I want my quarterback to be a traditional quarterback. I was not big with the whole JT Barrett running the ball all the time, Braxton Miller running the ball all the time. I was more of a fan of Cordell Jones staying in the pocket, throwing it, living to see another down. I want my quarterback to just go ahead and throw the ball away. Get rid of it. Don't take those hits. Live to see another down. There's a reason why Brady was out, what, one season? When he went out for the whole full season but took a hit, was out, what, 10 games of the season or something? There's a reason why Peyton Manning was only out that one season with his neck. There's a reason why these quarterbacks are hardly ever hurt, because they live to see another down. They get rid of the ball. There's a reason why Aaron Rodgers, he kind of takes more hits than I would like to if I was a Green Bay fan. But the reason why he hardly ever stays hurt, he 9 out of 10 times gets rid of the ball. Then there's a reason why Lamar Jackson gets hurt. There's a reason why Cam Newton gets hurt. There's a reason why Michael Vick got hurt. Because they decided that because their arm is not as good, they need to compensate and run the ball and make unwise decisions. I'm sorry, but when you have someone the size of Ray Lewis, Khalil Mack, J.J. Watts, T.J. Watts, coming at you, Bosa brothers, coming at you, the size and strength they are, you being the size and the strength you are as a quarterback, 9 out of 10 times, it's not going to turn out the way you want it to turn out. I don't want my quarterback taking all this unnecessary risk. Hell, Baker Mayfield's got a little bit more meat on his bones than most of those quarterbacks, and look where it's put him at. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, you've got Race Chat Live with Chris, Craig, and Taz. Make sure you guys tune in as they recap Fontana out there in California. It's the truck, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup guys were all in action. They got a guest with them tomorrow night, so make sure you guys tune in for that. Don't forget, you guys can like us on Facebook, the 110 Nation Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter, at the 110 Nation. Like I said, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, it's coming April. The Southern Dirt Track Report will be back here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Looking forward to that. And then, of course, I'll be back in the studio next Monday night, 8 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Till next time.